Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our weekly conference call, Shir, with Ulam Mispalim and alumni, both, and other. Today I would like to speak about the beginning of Parsha Shemais just a little bit, and try to understand the Divrei Chazal about the source of our Golus in Mitzrayim, the Golus that was in Mitzrayim. And perhaps we can learn from that Golus about our lives today. Chazal tell us that in the beginning of the parasha it says, "Vayomas Yosef v'chol echav v'chol hadur hahu," and Yosef and his brothers and all that generation died. And then, two psukim later, it says, "Vayokom emelech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef," and the deep, dark Golus of Mitzrayim begins. And Chazal tell us that as long as any of the generation or any of the Shvatim in that generation were alive, so the Golus did not begin. So it seems that the advent of the Golus is with the death of the previous generation. But I'd like to ask a question. If that's the case, what is the intervening Pasuk? There's an intervening Pasuk between Vayomas Yosef v'chol echol v'chol hador hahu and Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim, that a new king Parai, for either a new Parai became king and had decrees upon Klal Yisrael and started the subjugation, or it was Parai actually forgot or made it as if he forgot what Yosef had done and what Klal Yisrael had done for them. Why is there this intervening pasuk? Uvenei Yisrael paru vayishritu vayirbu vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid vatimalei ha'aretz oisam, and the land was full of them. This intervening pasuk seems to be a bridge between Vayamas Yosef b'chol echav b'chol hador hahu and Vayokom melech chodosh. And I think that perhaps this pasuk, the pasuk Zayin in Kapitel Aleph in Parsha Shemais, is a very powerful pasuk, and it perhaps has the key to the Golus, and perhaps the Golus that we are in today. The pasuk says, "And Bnei Yisrael will paru vayishritu vayirbu vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid vatimalei ha'aretz oisam." Literally, one would read the pasuk, it means that Klal Yisrael became fruitful, and they had so many children, and they became great and strong. B'ma'oid ma'oid, verily, very, very much. Vatimalei ha'aretz oisam, and the land became full of them. But there really is a diuk in the pasuk here, that a grammatical diuk, and the Kliyakar asks the following question. Why does the pasuk say b'ma'oid ma'oid? It should say vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu me'oid ma'oid, very, very much. What is b'ma'oid ma'oid? In ma'oid ma'oid. Many times we'll find in Chazal it says ma'oid ma'oid haveshfal ruach. When it wants to say very, very, it doesn't use the letter b'ma'oid. And I'd like to bring up one more point before we say what the Kliyakar says. Vatimalei ha'aretz oisam, and the land was full of them. The Chasam Sofer brings a medrash that says there wasn't a makom shtus in all of Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael had not gone to. There wasn't a makom of tiflus and shtus, of foolishness, and perhaps worse than foolishness, that Klal Yisrael had not gone to. They were all over the place. And seemingly in the order of the pasuk, that's a result of vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. They became great and numerous, vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. So I'd like to share with the Olam the Kliyakar's taich in this pasuk, b'ma'oid ma'oid. And I'll read the words of the Kliyakar. Havale l'meimar me'oid ma'oid, mahu b'ma'oid, ela sherotza lohoyrois. The pasuk wants to come to teach us. Shena'asu ashirim. Klal Yisrael became wealthy. Gam b'mamoin. Shenikra ma'oid. K'moy shenemar b'chol ma'idecha. We say ma'oid is a lashon of money. Klal Yisrael became very wealthy. Zeh she'omer vayatzmu b'ma'oid was ma'oid. Haynu b'mamoin shenikra ma'oid. In that ma'oid, they became ma'oid. They were very wealthy. And therefore, that was a source of their golus. Klal Yisrael, I would like to argue, Klal Yisrael became very wealthy. And when Klal Yisrael was not very wealthy, Klal Yisrael had to be somewhat separate and different. But once they had money, and they were vayatzmu b'ma'id ma'id, then it was vatimolei ha'aretz oisam. All doors were open to them. Every makom shtus, every makom tiflus in Mitzrayim was open to them. And in truth, that really was the source of the galus. So, had there been a generation previous prior to that, it could be that they would have been able to temper their enthusiasm with their money and what they did with their money. But once it was then Klal Yisrael, when they became Vayatzmu b'ma'id ma'id, it was Vatimalei ha'aretz oisam. They became so much part of the land that there had to be Vayokam Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. Perhaps we can understand this in this way. Klal Yisrael, in order to become a nation, they had to remain separate from the nation that they were in. The pasuk in Vayeshev Hanan says, "Oy hanisa lachem hanisa lekim lovei lakachas loygoy mikerev goy." We were a nation within the innards, in the kerev of another nation. Klal Yisrael became a nation that had to be separate because we grew as a nation within the nation of Mitzrayim, and we had to remain with our own identity. And once Klal Yisrael's vatimalei ha'aretz oisam, when Klal Yisrael, the distinction of place, of makaymais, where Klal Yisrael went and kept himself, when that became blurred, when the divisions became blurred, when Klal Yisrael decided that they can be part of any part of the society, when their money opened up those avenues, Klal Yisrael had to be reminded, and Klal Yisrael had to be kept separate. So the Golus comes into play. Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. Perhaps had there been a generation, while there was the previous generation, was Vayomas Yosef v'cholacha v'chol adarahu, before that, there were avos, the generations before that generation, that could teach Klal Yisrael to temper that, and to remain close, and to remain their own discrete group, to remain Yiddish within Mitzrayim, then the Golus didn't start. So perhaps we can take a little bit of heart, to take a little bit of a musar from this, and realize that in this day and age, where so many things are so open to us, and the entree to society out there as a whole is so open and so easy, and the access is so simple, we have to realize that really that's the deepening of a gullus. That's the deepening of a gullus, and perhaps chas v'shalom al tiftach peh l'satan, it can cause gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. And we should taka b'zeicha that we should take this lesson, and Baruch Hashem, if we are ba'oid b'ma'oid, then we be discreet and wise about how we use our money. And even without money, the access that we have to society, we have to be wise about where we look, where we go, and where we find ourselves. Halacha question that I wanted to discuss is something, actually somebody asked me, what happens if a person comes late to shul? It happens very rarely, but perhaps a person comes late to shul and he even shows up when the Olam is davening Musaf, or maybe during Kriyas HaTorah, towards the end of Kriyas HaTorah. What should a person do? So I'd like to discuss the following halacha. In Siman Resh Pei Vav, in Or Chaim, the Ramah says the following. In Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, if a person davens Musaf before Shachris, he's actually Yoytza. The halacha is that a person, although l'chadchila one should daven shachris before musaf, and certainly brought up pri the mekubalim, that the seder should not be changed. But if a person had daven musaf before shachris, he is yaitza both tefillas. So says the Minchas Yitzchak. If a person, not the Minchas Yitzchak, excuse me, the Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, El Kohen Spector, the Kohen Rav, says that if a person finds himself in the situation where the tzibur is davening musaf and he has not yet davened shachris, what he should do is the following. He should daven musaf with the tzibur and he would be yoytze the din of tfila b'tzibur b'musaf. And later on he should daven shachris. Why? Why should he do it that way? Because the halacha is the following. Even though shachris is tadir and tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim over here, being shachris happens more often, so you should do the shachris first, but in this situation you have another consideration. The shachris you're going to daven is not b'tzibur. However, I could daven musaf b'tzibur. So davening b'tzibur is something that's called mikudosh, and the sugya in Zvachim in Kol HaTodr tells us, which we're coming to in the Daf Yomi and Daf Memtes, and in Kol HaTodr, excuse me, in the Daf Memtes, Menachos, The Gemara, it's later in Devachim, but the Gemara says that if you have Tadir and Mekudesh, if you have something that has more Kedusha and something that is more happens more often, what one should do is the Mekudesh first. Therefore, you do Daven Musaf because it's Mekudesh, and then Daven Shachris. However, most places can disagree, and they hold that even though B'dievet, if you Daven Musaf prior to Shachris, you were Yaitzeh, that is not L'chatchila. One should not do that. What should one do? What one should do is the following. He should Daven Shachris with the Tzibur. Even though the Tzibur is davening Musaf, but he's davening Shachris. According to some Paiskim, it's as if he davened Tefillah B'Tzibur, because he's davening with the Tzibur. There are some Paiskim that hold, even if you're davening with a Tzibur that's davening a different Tefillah, that is not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it's still the Zman Shah Tzibur Mispalalim. And the Gemara says, when is it an Ace Ratzoin? A person has to daven Vanis Filasi, Ace Ratzoin, it should be a time of Ratzoin. When is it an Ace Ratzin? Bizman Shah Tzibur Mispalalim. So if the Tzibur is davening Musaf and you daven Shachris with them, even if you're not Yaitza Tefillah B'Tzibur, but you are Yaitza the davening of Tefillah, Bizman Shah Tzibur Mispalalim. Therefore, the best Eitzah would be to daven Shachris while the Olam is davening Musaf. And the Paiskim don't discuss this, and daven Musaf later, but the Paiskim do not discuss the other possibility, which I think is even the best possibility. Daven Tefillah B'Tzibur with the Tzibur as they're davening Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, daven Shachris Shmoneh Esrei. And when the Shatz is davening Chazoras HaShatz, we know that davening with the Shatz, also many Paiskim is considered that you daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what a person should do is daven Shachris with the Tzibur davening Musaf, and then when the Bal Tefillah is davening Musaf, one should daven, doing Chazoras HaShatz, one should daven the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, then, and in that way, it could be, certainly according to many Paiskim, he davened both Shachris B'Tzibur and Musaf B'Tzibur. But certainly, one should endeavor to be at Shachris on time and not have this problem. Have a wonderful day. The Gros Yashikah for everybody for joining. And we should be zeicha that this Golas should the darkness of this Golas should lift. And we should be zeicha, being Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, Meir B'Yamin.